we use. It's very important indeed. So my last piece of news is that for the last couple of weeks, politicians from all around the world have been meeting to talk about endangered species and to try and decide whether trade in certain species should be restricted to prevent them from becoming more endangered. Now, every year, millions of wild animals and plants are traded as pets, medicines and food. And since 1963, the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species, or CITES, C-I-T-E-S, was set up to regulate the trade in wild species between countries to help protect them from becoming extinct. Now, for a long time, the trade in many really highly endangered species like tigers and pandas has been completely banned, while other less endangered species can still be traded, but under strict regulations and controls. Now, every 2 years, members of CITES meet to decide which species should have their trade banned, which should be regulated, and which are doing okay, so can be traded as much as anybody really wants to. Now, this year, around 50 species were proposed to be added to CITES for their level of protection to be upgraded, some that are already in CITES, which perhaps need a bit more protection, to have full ban. And some of these were successful and some of them were a bit less successful this year. One of the species which has been added to the list and that can't be traded anymore is sawfish, which is a bizarre looking type of a shark with a huge long nose or a rostrum. Have you ever seen one, Chris? Or have you seen part of one hanging around?
A swordfish?
A sawfish.
I've eaten some swordfish.
Very nice. Slightly similar in terms of a long spiky nose. But these guys are sharks, and that people actually cut their noses off and use them as decorations because they think they look quite nice. I don't know about that. But also in South America, the teeth, which are sort of spiked around the edge of their noses, are used in cockfighting. They tie them to the legs of chickens.
It's sort of like armour.
Yeah, so that's rather nasty. But anyway, and the trade has also been banned in a creature called the slow loris. Do you know what a slow loris is?
No, I'm intrigued. Tell me.
Slow lorises are very cute and cuddly primates, which have huge nocturnal eyes, and they look
slow.
They are actually, yes. I don't know if that's why they're called that, but they look a bit like a gremlin before it gets wet. They're very cute, and they live in the rainforests of Southeast Asia, but they're kept by some people as pets. And both sawfish and slow loris, it's likely that there actually are other problems, such as destruction of their wild habitat and maybe pollution, that are more important than determining their future than just the international trade. But it's hoped that the publicity that they will get through listing on CITES could help raise their profile so that these other problems can also be tackled.
There was quite a good point which was made recently by scientists in the journal Nature, which is they analysed all the records for these trades with CITES, and they found that as soon as an animal got uplisted to being protected, you couldn't trade in it at all. Because there was a big lag between that happening and the fact that they were saying it's endangered, lots and lots of unscrupulous traders were buying up loads of them before they became illegal so they could legitimately stockpile them and then selling them when the price went up, when they were banned, because then, of course, they had legitimate stock, but it was worth a lot more.
Yeah, no,
and they were saying this
is
sufficient
problems.
To make a big enough dent in the population that actually it pushed some species potentially over the brink.
Yeah, it is. There's certainly not a perfect system, but it's all we've got at the moment. And there have been some major failures of some species which really could probably be helped by listing on CITES, which include a couple of shark species, which you wouldn't think necessarily that they're traded that much. But actually, if you go to your fish and chip shop and have huss or rock cod, it could actually be a type of shark called a spiny dogfish, which is very endangered and just missed going on CITES. So you never know. But anyway, that was the update on wildlife trade, and we shall see possibly what happens in the next 2 years and which other species might or might not be driven extinct by a hungry.
Hopefully the news will be good news. Thanks, Helen.
Yeah,
it's The Naked Scientists with Chris and Helen, and this week our show is all about the science of forensics. In just a second, we'll be finding out about Kew Gardens and also why scientists there are able to solve crime on plants that you can dig out of people's intestines. We'll also be finding out from Ben, with his high-powered rifle, how fat you'd need to be in order to prevent a bullet from entering and piercing your inner organs and damaging your body inside. And we'll also be talking to Trevor Emmett, who's from Anglia Ruskin University, about the science of forensics.
The Naked Scientists, supported by the Wellcome Trust.
Just time to take a quick look at some emails here. Got an email from Matt Riley, who's listening in Cleethorpe, northeast Lincolnshire. He says, "Dear Chris and team, I'm a huge fan of your show. I have to listen to it on the podcast, as unfortunately you don't broadcast as far north as Lincolnshire. If I was the Director General of the BBC, I'd put you on at prime time and national, but there you go. Anyway, one niggling thing that's been bugging me for ages is that in your intro jingle, the chap says, stripping down science, the naked scientist, when clearly the zip sound effect is zipping up something. I haven't actually noticed this. Should we listen to this?
Let's have another go. Yeah, go on.
Okay, hang on. Here we go. Is that zipping up?
I don't know. We need a zip. Should we bring a zip in? I haven't got a zip on me at the moment.
I would volunteer my flies, but I think there's a webcam in here.
No, that's fine, Chris. You keep your flies on.
What does everyone at home reckon? Is this zipping up or zipping down? If not, we'll drag Pete Cousins over the coals, who helped us to make that little jingle, and ask him